This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, folks. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Leeds. What price do you put on your health? Relive International is a leading food science company offering U.S. patented nutritional products in 6 countries around the world. Eileen and I are excited to share with you what Relive has done for many people. Tune in 11 a.m. every Saturday. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Leonard Sweet writes in one of his books about the modern generation that we're looking at today, and he says this generation we're called to impact processes things differently than we processed in our generation. They are a generation that did not grow up with a biblical experience. They didn't grow up in Sunday school. They didn't grow up in kids' church. They didn't grow up in church. They don't know a lot about church. They know churches are on every corner, on every street, but they don't know a whole lot about it. You say, well, what does that mean? That means when you're talking to people that have no concept of the Bible, you don't talk to them the same way we talk to each other in church, because they don't understand. That means when you communicate with people in the world, you have to talk to them like they don't have any understanding of Scripture and they don't have any understanding of how God operates. Because can I just tell you, most people in our culture don't have any understanding of Scripture. If you didn't grow up in the church, chances are you don't have any understanding of what Scripture means. How many know there are a lot of people out there that don't understand religious jargon? You go in there talking like you talk on Sunday morning at the altar, people don't know what you're talking about. When you go to work on Monday and talk to people, they have no idea who God is. If they weren't brought up in a church, they ain't got a clue. You say, amen, brother. We had such a move of the Holy Spirit in church yesterday. Sister so-and-so was slain in the Spirit and went down. Hallelujah. And the glory of the God just filled the room. They're going to look at you like your head is on backwards. They'll go, huh? What? They need some help. What are they talking about? Slain in the Spirit. I mean, listen, that ain't really going to get a lot of people interested in coming to your church. They ain't got a clue what you're talking about. And it sounds a little bit scary when you talk about getting slain. How many of you know that we are being challenged today to present the gospel in a different way? You know, we've got this religious terminology, and we're being challenged in how to understand people and how to present the gospel to this generation in terms that they communicate, in terms that they understand. Listen, folks, we're living in a different age. We're not living in your parents' church anymore. We can't conduct church the way it was conducted in the 70s, and we can't conduct church the way it was conducted in the 80s. If we're going to rescue people from the culture, if we're going to give people the good news of the gospel, then we have to present the gospel in a relevant way that people can understand so that they can get the truth, to have it revealed in their heart and come to the knowledge and saving grace of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. In Leonard Sweet's book, he distinguishes 4 characteristics of this generation. And the first characteristic that he distinguishes is, he says they're experiential. Somebody say experiential. In other words, they want to experience something. They want to have an experience. They come to church for an experience. You know, the thing about charismatic Pentecostal churches is that it was birthed in a time when other churches weren't really excited about having the kind of church that we have. It's a different kind of thing. You know why? Because charismatic Pentecostal people experience God. We experience God. Isn't that a cool thing? I love just to have the experience. experience of being in His presence. I love to have the experience of my Father wrapping His arms around me and telling me everything's going to be all right and it's going to work out fine. Don't worry about it. And getting the encouragement from the Holy Ghost to take another day and take another step and move into the thing that God has for my life. I mean, I love to experience God. And He wants us to experience God. And now we have this guy, Leonard Sweet, this sociologist, telling us that the generation that we're ministering to is a generation of people that want to experience something. I mean, you know, that gives a church like us the upper hand. Because we know all about experiencing God, huh? And the generation before me, my parents' generation, they were a very analytical generation. They analyzed everything. They psychoanalyzed people when they come in the door. But we're coming into a generation now where we're not into analyzing everything. We just want to experience everything. We're not trying to figure out the logical perspective of Christianity. We just want to experience Christianity. Back in the 40s and 50s, the only people that jumped out of airplanes were paratroopers. And they did it because they went to war. Isn't that right? And you can turn on ESPN anytime and see extreme sports and people risking it all, jumping out of airplanes. I mean, it's a sport. How many know it's a sport to jump out of an airplane now? Now they jump off cliffs with skis and ski down these slopes with snow and go off the end of the cliff with a parachute on their back and then parachute down. Craziness. Trying to experience the thrill and the excitement of falling. Excuse me. You know, back then, if you climbed a mountain, it's because you had to go get some water. Right. Now they got people hanging off the side of mountains, and they got one little rock, and they got two fingers on it, and they're swinging and jumping to another rock, and I think, dear God, who wants to experience that? But this next generation, they're experiential. They want to experience that kind of stuff. And you can see that on TV if you watch these sports. They have extreme sports. Some of that stuff is insane, and I don't know how they do that stuff that they do, but they're experiential. We're living in a time when people want to experience life. And listen, let me just tell you that that's good for our kind of church. That's good for a charismatic Pentecostal church because people today want to come into a church where they can experience the move of God, where they can experience something changing in their life, where they can experience the power of God in their life. That's what they're looking for. And see, God's given us the opportunity to release the gifts that are on the inside of us, and they can come in and experience God, and the gifts that are on the inside of them can be released. And they can really begin to understand destiny and purpose for their life. You know, there's nothing better than coming to a place and being able to discover your destiny. The worst thing that any person could ever live through in their life is to be living and not know why they are here. Because if you're living your life, no matter what you're doing, and you don't know why you're here, no matter what you do, you're always going to have that nagging thing in the back of your head until you die. Was I meant for something more? Is there more to this? How many of that can be fulfilled in the Lord? Oh, Jesus. I love helping people discover their destiny. It's like a light bulb comes on the inside of them. And see, we've got to understand that when people come, in this kind of church, people come here, you're not here to help keep the church going. The church is here to help you keep you going. Why do you get down there and support the church? No, you need to get down here and support yourself. Because truth will make you free. Come on now. Revelation will bring you to new levels of living. So I believe that our church, Truth Church, is a church of participation. And because we realize that this generation wants to be part of a ministry. They want to be part of something bigger than themselves. This generation wants to be included. How many of you know that's a good thing to be included? The first thing is they want to experience. The second thing is they're a participatory generation. In other words, they don't want something done for them. They want to do it themselves. They want to be involved and do it themselves. They want to participate. They want to use their gifts. They want to use what God's put in them. They want to use what they were created to do. Come on, somebody say they're participatory. The third thing is they're image driven. Come on, they communicate a different way. How many know the world talks in images today? We know that just by texting. If you text, they got all these little icons you can download now. Somebody sends you like five paragraphs of a text message, you can just send them a little smiley face back. Beep, beep. It just communicates all kinds of stuff. And we're so image driven. Symbols become messages. There ain't nobody in the world. You see a pair of sneakers with a check mark on it, or a shirt with a check mark. How many know what that is? That's Nike. It's a symbol, and we're image driven. Why? Because we've developed icons and images that speak to us, so that we have an understanding of what they stand for. How many of you understand that if we're really going to reach people, we're going to have to learn how to package what God has given us where it speaks to people in this next generation? It's not about marketing. I'm not talking about marketing Jesus Christ. It's about learning how to identify with the culture that we've been called to and identify with their needs so that we can show them who the need meter is, because God wants to meet their needs. Come on, somebody. How to put forth what God has given you. We don't need to be afraid of marketing some things, because let me know, we got the best thing on the market, and it's free. You ain't even got to buy it. You just got to believe it. How many of you know that when Jesus ministered, he ministered in the language of the people that he ministered to? Jesus was so relevant to the people that he talked to. When he talked to farmers, he told parables about farming. When he talked to fishermen, he told parables about going fishing. When he talked to rich people and tax collectors, he told parables about money. When he talked to the religious and to the Pharisees, he told parables that exposed religious hypocrisy. He was always communicating to people where they were at, where they could understand. Jesus always knew the culture that he was dealing with, and he always related to that culture with the truth that they could understand, that would bring revelation to them. We need to recognize that it takes people to tell people what God is doing in their heart and what God's doing in this place. Come on, if you don't talk about it, you ain't gonna make a difference in anybody's life. If good things are going on at Truth Church and you don't tell nobody, then it ain't gonna do no good. We can have good things that do no good. Has anybody in here this week, don't raise your hand, but has anybody in here this week, and this is just a question for your heart, has anybody in here invited anybody to church this week? Did you go out of your way to say, hey, you got to get down to this church that I belong to? Something is happening there that is changing lives. Something is going on that I don't quite understand, but it's impacted me to the point where I know I've got to be there. The fourth thing is people want to be a part of a community. Somebody say, be a part of a community. They want connection. You know, we tend to think that the internet is causing people to live in isolation because of all the technologies that's going on. But the truth is it's because it's causing the world to become a smaller place. Huh? I know more today about what's going on in my friend's life than I ever could have known before the internet. I ain't even got to ask. They just posted on their status on Facebook. We know, don't we? This generation that we're called to builds community a whole different way. They might not know the neighbors that live next door to them, but they know people all over the world. All over the world. And they're building relationships in a broader way than we were ever been able to build them before. Can I just tell you, I believe with all my heart that God is taking our church to a new dimension, to a new level of understanding, so we can impact this next generation. A new season where Truth Church can impact the area that we live in, the community that we're called to. Not just a little bit, but impact it big for God. How many want to do something big for God? I do. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to do it. I want to do something big for God. And it's going to take us to the next level of growth in this house. It's going to take us to the next place. We're going to all begin to grow spiritually in the area of our life that God wants to promote us to. And it's going to bring increase into our life. We're going to have to embrace some of the challenges of this culture. And as we do, we're going to grow into the thing that God's called us to. Listen, you can't grow without a challenge. Complacency comes from not being challenged. Complacent people skip church. Challenged people show up because they want more. One thing that we have to remember is that when we move from level to level, every time we get promoted from the top to the bottom. Somebody say that with me. I get promoted from the top to the bottom. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, it's like this. When you're a senior in high school, you're at the top. When you graduate high school and go to college, you become a freshman. You start over at the bottom. From the top of the ladder to the bottom of the ladder of the next level. Because God moves us from level to level, but you start at the bottom of the new level. That means when you move to the next level, it's going to demand a period of growth in your life so you can mature into the fullness that's required in that dimension.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Hello, friends. This is Tom Creighton, reminding you that the registration deadline for our next tour to the Holy Land is just a few days away. November 23rd is the final registration date. So if you're ready for a life-changing experience, get your application and brochure today by calling the station toll-free at 1-888-221-8990 or visit our website at WCNO.com, the news page, for more information.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bound to the cross and released to the world. Work in our midst, a surrender of the wills, a place for your presence to dwell.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.